Our scripture reading today, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for those who are listening by podcast. We ask that you would be with them. God, allow this word to touch their hearts. We give you all of the praise. Let it touch those who are here with us, God, and then those who are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So today, I'm singing this song. That's why David saw me just jumping through the halls. I was so happy. It's a song, and it's called God Keeps His Promises. And that's what I want to talk about today. I've been singing it all week, but I was playing it this morning, and it really did fill me with joy, but it talks about how God keeps his promises. He's a God that keeps his promises. And so today I want to just kind of encourage you that he keeps his promises. And then I'm going to kind of list a few of his promises just so we know, to make sure we know that he keeps those promises. You'll have some that you can kind of fall back on when it feels like it's taken too long, when it feels like it's not going to happen. He keeps his promises. He's not a God that he would lie. He keeps his promises. And it made me think of, before I get into my scriptures, it made me think of Abraham and Sarah in the Bible. God said, I'm going to give you an heir. I'm going to give you a son. And you know, they were probably like, okay, God, I'm in my 80s. You're going to give me a son? Are you sure? You know, they started to get nervous about that and wonder, are you sure? I would imagine, I know I would, if it felt like I'm in my 80s, you sure you're going to give us a son? By me? Are you going to do that, God? We're in our 90s now, God. Are you sure you're going to keep your promise? Are you sure? And God truly, he kept his promise to them. And so in our life, so just think about it like that when what you're going through. He's not asking any of us to have a baby in our 90s, okay? So to keep his promise. So just know that whatever you're going through, it's probably not as bad as having a baby in your 90s. So he keeps his promises, though, is what the point I really want to get across. And that's just such a good example to me. I always think about that. When it feels like it's going too long, I'm waiting, and it seems like he's not going to answer, I say, well, at least I'm not having to have a baby in my 90s. How about that? Okay. So I can wait a little longer. We can hold on a little longer. And that's really what I want to encourage you today, that we just need to hold on. He's a God that keeps his promises. So in this song, she begins to sing, and it's a very happy and jubilant song, and they're really takes me back to my home church and my home days when we would dance in the Lord, you know, and God keeps his promises. And then they say, she starts to list them, and she says, peace. And all of her background singers, because they're like a quartet singer, they'll say, that's a promise. That's a promise. And then she'd say, joy, that's a promise. That's a promise. So you guys know I like to have activities, right? So when I finish with each point, I want you to tell me, I want you to call it back to me and say, that's a promise. That's a promise. You don't have to, we don't have to be in rhythm or anything. So don't worry about it. I just want to hear you say it. Call it back to me. And I want you to hold it in your heart to know that he's a God that keeps his promises. He will not let you down. And I'll guide you through it. When I want that's a promise, I'll ask you for it. How about that? Okay. Like I ask for amens, I'll say, is that a promise? That's a promise. All right, let's get into it. Our first scripture is from 2 Corinthians 1:20. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. All of his promises are yes and amen. That's enough to just make me want to shout, want to jump up and down and dance in him. All of his promises are yes and amen. Even when it feels like it's taken so long for it to happen, even when it feels like it may never happen, it feels like, oh, maybe I missed it. Maybe he didn't tell me that. Maybe that's not what's going to happen. But he says he keeps his promises. Yes and amen. Made me think of my mom. She would tell us all through the years when we were all in our rebellious stage, six kids in there, you can imagine, five of them girls, so you can really imagine what that was like for her and my dad. But she would say, nope, you're all going to be in the church. She'd say, I just know it. That's God promised me and my whole household shall be saved. It's the scripture. And so she would claim that over us. And she'd say, I don't care what it looks like. You know, some of us were just being a big fool out in the world, doing all we could do. Let's try this. Let's try that, you know. But she said, nope, all my whole household will be saved. And by the time she passed away, every last one of us were working in the church because God is a promise keeper. I kept just thinking this morning, what's something God, he's so many promises that he keeps. But that was just one that I know some people are dealing with your families and you're not sure. You're praying over your children, over your grandchildren. And you're like, oh God, are they ever going to get it right, God? Are they ever going to come in? Are they ever? Can we all be honest today? Don't you pray that sometimes? Like, oh my God, my grandchild is doing that. Are they ever going to come in, God? But he said, you and your whole household shall be saved. That's a promise. Is that a promise? That's a promise. You and your whole household shall be saved. And we just have to claim it and trust him that even though our kids don't look like what we think they should right now, or maybe they're going through and we can't actually even help them, because God is the one who helps. He's the one who does it. The promise is from him, not from me, or not from you. But when it looks like they're not going to come in, that's a promise. He said, you and your whole household shall be saved, shall be in, you shall be protected by me. So we can claim that and tell him, and that's a promise, God. All right, next scripture, Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. This scripture, I just can hear my mom saying it all the time to us. She would say, Ruth, don't worry. Stop worrying. He's going to meet all your needs. I told you guys before, she called me Ruth all the time, Ruthie. But she'd say, he's going to meet your needs according to his riches and glory. Stop worrying. Don't worry about it. Turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. And I would have to work that thing. And still, I'd have to go back and try to hear her voice telling me that again. But he promised he'll meet all of your needs, whatever your needs may be. Maybe you may need joy. You may need joy one morning. He'll meet that need for you. That's a promise. Joy is a promise that he'll give us. He'll meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. And his riches are riches, not just natural, but his riches are joy. His riches are hope. It's peace. He'll meet that need for you. Is that a promise? That's a promise. That's a promise. You can stand on that he will meet all of your needs, whatever they may be. He promised he would. He promised he wouldn't leave us. He promised he would take care of us. He promised that he has us right in the palm of his hand. He can see us. He can see what we're going through, and he's not going to leave you. He's not going to desert you. He's not going to let you down. You can put your trust and hope in him. Deuteronomy 3:8. This is a scripture I like. I say it a lot. I say it a whole lot because I have to really depend on this. The Lord himself goes before you and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. That's a promise. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's going to go before you. He's going to make the crooked places straight. He's going to open doors that need to be open. He's going to close doors that need to be closed. You know, have you ever been in a situation you do not need to be in? You know, and you're like, God, help me. Get me out of this mess. Have you ever done that? Please. He will close that door for you. He said he will never leave us. We can put our trust in him. We can put our hope in him. We can know that he's not going to leave us. He's not forgotten you today. It may feel like it. Have you ever felt like, God, I've been praying this prayer for years, and it seems like it's not going to come? You must have forgotten me. Has anyone ever felt like, God, you forgot me? Did you forget me? Did you forget that I have this request before you? Has anyone ever felt like that? Let me see. Yes, yes. We felt like that. But he promised, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Is that a promise? That's a promise. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always. You can be encouraged in that, he says. Don't be afraid. Fear comes, especially when it looks like he's not going to come, when it looks like it's not going to happen, or when it feels like you're drowning and he's not seeing you. It feels like he's forgotten me and I'm just barely hanging on. And what's going to happen for me? What's going to happen? Is he going to come? Have you ever been? Is he going to come? Are you going to do it? God, please. But he hasn't forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And that's in Deuteronomy. In Matthew's, he says, I will go with you till the very end. The very end. I will not leave you. And that's one I have to call on. I have to call on that one often, probably every week, probably two or three times a week. If I'm being honest, I have to go, God, you promised you won't leave me. I'm going to step in here and I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. You promised you would be with me. You promised you would take care of me. I need you to do that for me, God. You promised. And that's a promise he'll do. That's a promise. That's a promise. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He will be with us always, even until the very end, until the very end. He's going to walk with you to the very end. That make you happy? Doesn't that bring you joy? That brings me joy to know that I'm not going to leave out of here alone. He's going to be with me. He's going to take me and walk me through this journey called life. He's going to be with me. And I thank him. That's a promise. That's one we can stand on. That's one you can get up every day and say, I thank you. You're not going to leave me. I thank you. I don't have to fear this morning. I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress. Why? Because you're going to be with me. You promised you wouldn't leave me. And you keep your promises. What are his promises? Yes and amen. You keep your promises. He's not a God that he would lie. That's what the word says. He wouldn't lie. So if he's not going to lie, he has to keep his promises. He doesn't lie. So we can trust in that. You can walk in that, knowing that God won't leave you, knowing that he won't forsake you, knowing that he loves you. Love, is that a promise? That's a promise. He loves us. He promised he was going to love us. He promised that he loves us more than anyone. He loves me more than I love me. Amen. He loves you more than you love you. And, you know, most of us love ourselves. You know, we can all be really good, you know. Most of us, we tend to be lovers of ourselves. We just tend to, you know, that's just self-preservation. But God loves you more than that. Love is a promise. That's a promise that you can walk and depend on, knowing that God's going to love you, knowing that he's not going to leave you, knowing that he's going to hold you up when it feels like you're falling. He's going to lift you up. He's not going to let you fall. He's going to keep you. He's a keeper. He keeps us. Amen. Amen. That felt like an amen, even more than a promise. That was an amen, because he's going to keep us. That's how I'm feeling today. He's so good. Philippians 4. 6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And here's the promise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So as you lift up those issues that you have, those things that are going on, whether it's family issues, whether it's health issues, you know, whether it's financial issues, whatever it may be, as you lift those petitions up, those prayers up, and just thank him, because you know that he has you. You know he promised he wasn't going to leave you. He says his peace will come in. Don't we all need peace? Don't you some mornings just be like, whoo, can it just be some peace today? Whew, I wake up, honey. Today I woke up with joy. Thank the Lord. Some days I wake up, whoo, can I just have some peace? Just some peace today, God. Just a minute. It's 2 minutes of peace. But he's a God that gives you peace. When you lay out your petition, when you pray and seek his face, when you get up in the morning and start your day with him, I guarantee you it'll be so much more peaceful. He'll give you peace. He says it when you lay your petition out before him, lay your prayer, and then you thank him. God, I thank you. It's a good day. I thank you. It's a peaceful day. I thank you. It's a joyful day. I thank you. He comes in. That's his promise. I will give you peace. I will give you peace. It'll transcend everything else. His peace will overtake you. Have you ever, I found myself some days distressed, but then I call out to him. And then just the whole spirit of peace fills the car. Because you guys know that's my prayer place. I really pray a lot in the car as I'm driving, doing errands. It's a great time. You know, you can put on music and bless the Lord. But his peace will fill the car. Have you ever had his peace just come over you? You may be just distressed or not even distressed. Maybe just sitting in his presence. And then his peace just takes over. And you're like, whoo, that was refreshing. Whew. You think, thank you. Have you ever felt like that? Thank you. I needed that. That's what his peace will transcend everything else. That's a promise. Is that a promise? That's a promise. That's one we can all use. That promise that if we just trust him, his peace will take over. Oh, and we can walk in that peace and you can dwell in that peace and you can get out of all of the stress and all of the things that are holding you down and that are bringing you down or that are worrying you and stressing you. His peace will come over you. Final scripture, because I thought I was going fast, but then I looked up and I'm like, okay, I think I was enjoying this sermon a lot today. But my final scripture today, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That is a promise. That's one we can really depend on. You can go to that when it feels like there's no hope. But God, you promised you would give me a future. You would give me hope. You would let me know you have a good plan for my life. You have a good plan for my life. You know, when it feels like all things, because, you know, we're going to go through ups and downs. But overall, he has a good plan for your life. Wherever you are in your life, you might be just starting a job. You might be retiring. You might, you know, just whatever you're going through. Wherever you are in your life, he's got a good plan for your life. A good plan. And that's what I hold on to that. Because I need to know that when it feels like, you know, all things, there's no hope in this situation, whatever it is. It feels like that because I'm human. I teach this, but I tell you what, every week it's because I preached it to myself all week. And that's why I can feel it so strongly and so passionately, because it's journeys that I've had to walk through. When it feels like there's no hope, he promised he would give us a future. He says, I know the plans I have for you. They're good. They're good plans, and they will bring you hope and a future. So you can depend on him, knowing that he promised. Let's go over it. And when I read them, you tell me that's a promise. We're just going to revisit them real quick right before I pray. He says he'll meet you at your very point of need. That's a promise. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Yes, he will give you peace in the time of troubles. That's a promise. He has a good plan for you. That's a promise. Hold those promises in your heart. When you go home and the enemy tries to discourage you and make you think you can't make it, make you think that all is not well, go back. Tell God. Now, God, that's a promise. I remember she said that. He said, you'll meet us at our point of need. You said, you have a good plan for our lives. That's a promise, God. When the enemy tries to tell you you're not going to make it, when he tries to bring you down and make you feel defeated, and I tell you what, everybody goes through that. You tell him, no, that's a promise. He said, he has good plans for me. So I don't hear what you're saying today. Satan, I don't hear you. I don't hear you. God has a good plan for me. That's a promise. He promised me that. And so, and his promises are what? Yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. That means he's going to do it. Amen. Amen. I'm going to stop because I'm really feeling it this morning. And I actually got to preach again. So it's not normally my week. Miss Michelle's not feeling well. So I'll be preaching it a second time. And I just want you guys to really receive that today. Really receive that. His promises are yes and amen. God keeps his promises. He keeps his promises, and you can stand on that. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you do keep your promises. We thank you, Lord, that you're such an amazing and wonderful God, and you're so concerned for us and everything that concerns us. And Lord, that you love us more than we can even love ourselves. And we just thank you that you have good plans for us, God. We thank you, God, that there's no good thing you'll withhold from us. And we thank you, God, and give you praise today just for your word and how it feeds us. And we just thank you for your presence in this room today. We thank you, God. We lift your name on high. We bless you. We bless you because you're so worthy. You're such a wonderful and amazing God. We thank you that you're always concerned for us. And Lord, we pray for our prayer list one more time. We ask that you would bless each person on the list, person by person, face by face, issue by issue, God, healing, deliverance, God, set free, make a way, open doors, anything and everything that they need, God, you know them personally. Meet them at that point of need today, and we thank you and give you praise and give you honor and give you glory. You're so worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.